Well, you might as well laugh at yourself once in a while. Everyone else is.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
It was a warm summer afternoon in Leake County, Mississippi, where a lady went to buy groceries. After loading up, she put them in her back seat. Seeing a discount store 100 yards away, she locked her car and went to finish shopping. Returning to the car, she started the engine and drove home. As she drove down the highway, she was thinking about the recent outbreak of drive-by shootings in the area and was worried. Suddenly, she heard three distinct pops, then felt something hit her in the back of the head. Holding one hand over the wound, she managed to drive herself to emergency at the local hospital. "I've been shot," she yelled, running into the ER. As you might imagine, she had their attention. A doctor arrived quickly and said, "Move your hand so I can see the wound." "I can't," she answered. "My brains will fall out." He insisted, and that's when the laughter began. She had been hit in the head by canned biscuit dough. Pop, pop, pop. After much relief and more laughter, the doctor noted that he'd seen more than his share of wounds through the years, but never one inflicted by biscuit dough sitting in a hot car a little too long. Aside from a case of acute embarrassment, the gal went home unharmed after, well, a crummy day. It's remarkable what our brains can conjure up when we give way to worry, anxiety, and fear. Are you, like me, struggling with anxiety or uncertainty? Draw a deep breath right now. Then, slowly release it. Repeat as you soak in these promises from the Bible. "When I am afraid, I put my trust in you, in God whose word I praise. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. In God I trust, and am not afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access, by faith, into this grace in which we now stand. I pray that the eyes of your heart might be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Why so downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you are called to peace, and be thankful. Now may the God of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, "Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life."